back to the bend. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that wonderful, amazing name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he, which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O beloved, how good it is to taste and see that the Lord is good. And God is so good to we human beings. He could have cut off our oxygen at any time. He could have obliterated and removed us. He could have gotten rid of us, but he loves us. Oh, beloved, his love is really beyond our comprehension, that God would love we frail creatures and desire to have us spend eternity with him. Oh, what a wonderful and amazing Lord is our God. He is indeed the true and the living God. There is none that can compare unto him. And so Satan is doing his evil work in the world about us. And we're discussing spiritual warfare, and we're talking about the three enemies of the believer. And we've discussed how the world system is under Satan's control. And we've been discussing Satan and his evil devices. Now, beloved, remember, Satan is not all-powerful like Almighty God. Satan is limited in the amount of power that he has. And that's why he has to have these other helpers to assist him, these fallen angels that are under his power and under his dominion, the principalities, the powers of darkness, the forces of evil, the spiritual demons of Satan. These are a part of his vast army that he uses to try to defeat the purposes and plans of God. But, beloved, it's amazing how even Satan plays into the purpose and plan of God, and how that God can even get glory and honor from the devil because of some of his evil things that he does, plays right into the plan of God. Like his crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ, he did not realize that this was God's plan to redeem man from sin and to liberate him from Satan's power and control and dominion. But that was the very means whereby Christ died for our sin, was buried, and arose victor over death, hell, and the grave, over Satan and his evil power, and guarantees to us salvation and eternal life. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know the true and the living God. Now, Satan, because he's not all-powerful like God, he has to set up evil angels which are under his control and under his power, and they have different degrees of power, much like top generals in an army. Principalities are special angels who are given authority by Satan over a certain geographical area, with evil spirits or demons under their authority to do Satan's work. Now, that's what we've been discussing, and what we saw illustrated in the book of Daniel concerning the prince of the demons that hindered the prayers of Daniel being answered, and how these different princes were over different geographical areas. And then there are powers. Now, powers are fallen angels that are given special power by Satan in order to do his work. rulers of the darkness of this world, such as deceiving spirits and demons of Satan. We've already touched on the demonic forces in the world. If you'll get your Bible concordance and look under demons, you'll see much information about them listed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There's much information given about their activity and how that they are defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and how that greater is He, the Holy Spirit, who is in us, than these evil spirits that are in the world about us. 1 John 4:4 tells us. And then, beloved, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 13 through 15 tells us about this spiritual wickedness in the spiritual realm. That's what's meant by the heavenly places or the spiritual realm. And in 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15, we read, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." In other words, beloved, Satan, as we know from Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, is a master at deception. And so people that are under satanic control, that appear as false apostles, that appear as false prophets, that appear in religious cloaks and religious, it's spoken of as wolves in sheep's clothing. In other words, they're false teachers. They try to put on a good front, and they may teach some truth that's mixed in with error. And that's the most deceptive kind of deception, is truth that sounds good and is right, but it's mixed in with that which is false and evil. And thus people are deceived and led astray by it. Now, false apostles, these are pastors or ministers who appear to be true believers, but are workers of Satan placed in churches to lead people astray from the truth, like cults that rise up in the name of Christianity, but in reality they are deceptive means of leading people astray from the truth and keeping people from coming to the knowledge of the true and the living God. Deceitful workers, leaders of false religions, and there are many false religions in the world today, many New Age false religions that are blinding people and are keeping people from the knowledge of the truth. And so this is the enemy, beloved, that we have to stand against. And through the power, the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit of God, we have victory over them, because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And that's so very, very true. Now, let's just look briefly at 1 John chapter 1, and or chapter 4, rather. 1 John chapter 4, and let me just read this to you. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, these evil spirits, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And then he says, beloved, speaking to believers, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Oh yes, beloved, that's our Lord. That's our God. Our God is not a murderer. Our God does not take people out and slaughter them if they won't accept our religion. Our God is the true and the living God. And Satan's the one that appears as an angel of light and uses all kinds of fleshly deceptions to lead people astray and to keep them from the knowledge of the true and the living God. Now then, the third enemy. The first enemy was the world system. The second enemy is Satan and his demonic forces. The third enemy is our flesh with indwelling sin. If you'll turn with me in your Bible or New Testament to the book of Romans, chapter 7, I want us to look for just a minute concerning our old flesh that has indwelling sin within it. Here in Romans chapter 7 and verse 14, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Now the word carnal means centered around the flesh. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. I'm simply showing that the law is righteous and good. When I fall into the deceptions of sin, I want to do right. I desire to do right. But I keep stumbling and falling in my Christian witness. What's wrong with me? Verse 17, now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now notice that, beloved. He says it's not I, but sin that dwells in me. What does he mean? Join us next time. Till then, goodbye.